Blessings of light, and welcome today to Astrophysics Class 3-1. This is the first class in Positive You. We're going to be concentrating now on the positive aspects of our being. We're going to be working to raise the molecular structure of our light bodies. We're going to be accelerating the electronic body by increasing the light to our atomic bodies. I know you have been discussing your meditations. In your sharing, we'd also like you to share your calmness, the peace that you are attaining, and to pay attention to that and share that with others. And be sure to give all your experiences with the colored dots now that we are working with. Be fully observing when you are in these fields of colored light. Be conscious and aware of what you are attaining as you go over your rainbow bridge, your solar bridge, go through your circle, your yin-yang, your all-seeing eye, and then into the dot, the green dot last week. And this week, we will go into the blue dot. Share fully with your group. There is power in the group. People will be praying for you. You'll be praying for others. They'll become a strength and a power. You're just passing now a pressure point in the course. In the 2.5 to 3 month period, there is a pressure created for you to come from more of your inner consciousness and not to be bound so much by the outer awareness of things. So you will feel this strong inner pull. Give it sway in consciousness over all other areas of consciousness. For the deeper you are within, the greater control you have of the outer world. The deeper within, the greater control over the outer world. I was sharing today on the way to the class with our minister from Bermuda. And I was sharing last night's meditation. I left this dimension around 1:30 or 2 o'clock last night, 1:45. And I was asleep within a 5-minute period, going through the sleep states of consciousness and coming out into a conscious state, a spirit. I found after an hour that I was laying between awake and asleep. I was conscious of the room and I was conscious of the spirit. I was blending my two areas of inner and outer consciousness from my individuality to the supreme consciousness, transcendent of the body. Though I was aware of the body, I did not feel the body. I was aware of spirit, and I felt the spirit. I was feeling the change in the light structure. Even after 13 years on the path, I'm still growing in light. And you will continue to grow on your path in light as you accelerate by sending your light upwards and staying in the higher positive fields of light and energy. Well, I noticed that, first of all, that the spiritual energy started penetrating into the cellular structure of my body. Then it got deeper into the atomic structure of my body, and then into the electronic body, or the energy that comes off of the atomic body. I noticed an acceleration of light, and you may be noticing this at a subtle level now. It's like a breath moving over your body. It may feel like there's a little energy or electricity moving through your body. It may be dynamic jolts of light and energy coming through you and changing your energies. You might find your body shake or your head shake or something like this. When the light is changing, there is a kriya movement. The word is called kriya. It means a light shaking. And this light can shake on the physical or the emotional or the mental realms of consciousness in your psyche or creative levels. You'll feel that kind of sway for a moment. You'll feel an adjustment being made in your light structure. So don't be concerned about these things. These happen as you ascend and raise the elixir of life that's in your body. Today we want to talk about the positive speaking and the magic of the spoken word. It is important that we understand that the language that we speak has three parts to it. no matter what country that you belong to, there still is these three parts to that language. No matter what nationality or dialect that you may speak, there is still three parts. The three parts is the positive part, the negative part, and the neutral part. There is words that are negative. There are words that are positive. There are words that are neutral. And is a neutral word. The is a neutral word. You are a success is positive. You're stupid is negative. And so you should eliminate the negative words and conditions from your mind at this point. This takes the dynamic attention that you've been gaining through your gazing exercises, through your breathing exercises, and through your daily established meditative process, which should now be reaching into that 1 hour proportions. If you're doing the mystic attunement, you are still working on the 1 hour in the morning, the 15 minutes in the afternoon, and the 1 hour at night. And if you want to go a little deeper, the 15 minutes at midnight, and then the 15 minutes at 3 in the morning. For the mystical power. As we speak the language, we either have a benediction or a malediction. You are either blessing or cursing yourself and others by your spoken word. Now, words are crystallized thoughts. It is your thought strata, your crystallized thoughts, that come out in the spoken word. As soon as you form these words and speak them into the physical universe, they partake of the ether's qualities here, and they stay upon the ether's, and they'll remain as part of the records of this planet and part of the records of your life stream, your life essence, your psyche, your soul, and your experience with humanity. Everything you say is also affecting humanity. Whether you are realizing it or not, everything you do is going into the subtotal of the human consciousness, the body of humanity. And so all of us must relate from that level, and in the deepest levels of it, we are affected by each other. We are affected by principalities and powers that also bore great fields of energy into these synergic fields of mind and of thought strata. The synergic field is a turning field that incorporates more than one vibratory rate. A principality is a power that is manifest by a group, by their thinking, their feeling, their beliefs, their actions, what they know, and how they're in tune with the source. And as they as a group experience in these energies, it creates a synergic field for that group. It is called a principality. Your city has a principality. Your state has a principality. Your country has a principality. Your family has a principality. You and your associations with friends make up a principality. And these principalities affect the unified field of consciousness that affects the human mind. And when you are drawing energy from the human mind to your brain, you have the accumulated heritage of all human words and thoughts. So your spoken word is very definitely a great part of your character and your awareness. See, God said a word. Now, some dispute what the word was, but it said God said the word. Now, some say it's Om, and some say it's Ah, and some say it's the word, some say it's just the light. There's many different manifestations of perception due to individuals looking at this one source, and that moment from the stillness of pure conscious eternal existence without beginning or end, and then into a manifestation of light and energy, there was a movement and a sound made. The scientists say it was a big bang. Well, if you are very still and very quiet and someone comes in and even says a word, it sounds like a big bang in your consciousness, and you might even jolt from it. Or somebody may be, when you're in a calm spirit, maybe slamming a door or hitting a wall or something like that, and you'll feel this jolt. Well, that's the moment that the creation was still in pure consciousness. God was all, and what God was before that is the same. What he is now is the same. What he's going to be is the same. So God is always the same. But this creation of light and energy came from God, and God gave of himself to create this light and energy. And he said, let there be light. Maybe he didn't speak English. This is a translation from that awareness. So everyone's making a translation from their awareness of what happened at that particular moment. The ancient Sanskrit term for that moment is called supramunyam, the point where perfect, still, pure, conscious state comes into manifestation, and there's no durations in between the still state and the manifestation. There's no time or space or any conditions. It's not there, then it is there. It's like an instant manifestation. God didn't say, well, let there be light, now let's put this together and that together and start pouring in ingredients. No, he said, let there be light, and all the ingredients were in the light already, and all manifestation was created out of the ingredients of that first outbreathing of God, giving of himself to all of us, giving identity to you as an individual conscious manifestation. Before the world was, you were in that breath before the world was, in that pure diamond crystal consciousness, the Holy Spirit of God. And you will return to that state as you delve deeper and deeper using your meditation and your tools to reach this higher state of consciousness. Now you must purify your speaking, especially your inner dialogue. Keep clear within yourself. We told you not to read newspapers or magazines or listen to the radio or watch the television or read non-truth literature. The reason for that was to purify the inflow into your intellectual mind of words that were in a positive vein. And so as you practice reading positive truth material, scriptures, things of reality, of nature, of observation of an individual on a particular subject that they may be ascertaining and sharing with the rest of humanity, like a bird watcher, like a great scientist in some field, studying and then sharing that knowledge. That's truth. You want the truth, but you must understand that you need to sip the nectar of truth. For in all of our expressions outwardly, because of the creation being an illusion, it is not the end result. Illusion means something that comes and goes. This whole universe, the stars, the planes, the planets, the earth will all disappear, but you will not disappear. You will be continuous in your eternal life and your existence as a being. You will transcend even this human form and return to your light essence before the world was. So as you speak, realize you are crystallizing thought. The first form of speaking that we want to relate to you is called affirmations. We want you to affirm consciousness. I am a success, I am a success, I will persist till I succeed, I will persist till I succeed. These are affirmations as well as chanting. They're affirming something, making it firm, making it solid to your consciousness. Through repetition, you make these affirmations. I am worthy of love and respect, and I love and respect all others. I am one with God, affirming dialogue. This brings a new quality and ingredient to the thinking mind, to the reason, to the logic, to the knowledge and understanding of the individual, to the perception and the way they see things. It gives you a center. You must have a center of consciousness. See, center, calm, pure perceptive energies is a dynamic state of consciousness. When you are centered, when you are calm, when you are open for perception, you will see all things. That is the qualities of the all-seeing eye. So as you began to affirm the positives in your life, Now realize, you are affirming and affirming both negatives and positives. You might be saying, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of this, and I'm sick and tired of that. It's, you're affirming sick and tired. Or I'm poor, or I'm black or white, or male or female, or wealthy or poor. You know, all these identifications are not good affirmations. You would be better to say, I am light, I am one with God, I am in the higher kingdoms, prosperity flows to me, I have strong faith, inner strength, love and truth and wisdom blazes in my heart and in my mind and in my consciousness divine. I am one with God. I am one with God. Affirmations that fill your intellectual mind and understanding with positive vibratory rays that accelerate the mental body. They accelerate the light of the mental body. They raise it to a higher vibration. By doing so, it throws off the lesser vibrations. You don't have to go through it again. These schools that try to have you go through it again are only impregnating deeper in your subconscious mind, deeper in your soul, those things. And they're making you think that you can do something about them. You must let go and let God. God can do all things for you and in you and through you if you will but be an open channel for God. So as you concentrate on your positive speaking, remember there must be a positive emotional attitude with that, a positive physical attitude with that, a positive psychic attitude, a knowing, a positive knowing. And you know the power of positive knowing. Have you ever said in a class where they said, now today when you're going to the store, see yourself at the parking place before you get there, and then expect it and see it when you get there? Well, many times I had two or three cars pulling out as I was getting there. Everything was smooth. Everything run in a calm vibration as we affirm, as we believe. Affirmations builds the power of belief in the positive vein. Now, do not make negative affirmations. Realize this is crystallized thought. Thought is crystallized knowledge. Knowledge is crystallized ideas. Crystallized ideas come from vision. Whatever you are seeing, that's where you're getting your ideas from. Whether you see it through your fingers, whether you see it through your tongue or your nose or your eyes or your ears, whether you see it through your all-seeing eye, a spiritual consciousness, perception does touch yourself, the pure self, that pure diamond essence you are. Great beyond this world, greater than the human form. It does not decay. It is the same yesterday, today, and always. So as you accelerate in this power of this light, you overcome the duality of language. You become one-pointed in the positive aspects. My eyes to see perfection, my ears to hear perfection, my hands to bless and heal. These are good affirmations in consciousness. The second point I would like to bring to you, and these are pretty much put together here, chants, decrees, prayers, mantras, calls, all of these should be done with a positive attitude on all levels of consciousness. Now let's go to our board here for a moment and take a look at this little stick man here who is standing in his little circle. You see this little, I didn't make a solid circle because it's light and it's all around. And so you're looking at a two-dimensional figure here when really you're a three-dimensional. You have energy coming from every direction supporting your image in the universe. So you stand there in an open area and with all your heart, feel at peace, see color, light raising to God. At that point, you begin your chant, or your mantra, or your decree, or your fiat, or your spoken word to God, your prayer to God for supplication, or your invocation. You begin it at this point, once you have given all your heart in this peaceful state, and then seeing the light go upwards. You are attuning your autonomic nervous system, you are attuning your sympathetic nervous system, you are attuning your parasympathetic nervous system to an upward movement to receive the returning currents of this light. And so as you begin the chant, you feel a raising of energy, but there is also a return of energy at the same time as a raising. There's always a returning current coming down as you're sending up. See, the whole universe is full. So it's like the law of displacement. When you put a substance here, the substance that's in that time and space has to leave, because no two things can occupy the same time and space. No two objects can. But spirit and matter can occupy the same space. But two physical bodies cannot occupy the same state and same space of consciousness. It is individualized consciousness. And so we must understand here, as we look at our board again, we are one individualized entity. You are a total being, male and female polarity balanced within you. They're balanced by maybe 60-40, 70-30, 50-50. It depends on which side you're leaning to. Whether you're in a female body or a male body, you lean to one side or the other. The great beings stand in the center path. And so when you look at them, many times you don't know if they are actually male or female. You don't get that at all. You get there's a great being there. And the male and female polarity leaves them. That's when you have reached the final stage of the involutionary cycle from God. That means you've come from the Godhead, you've come down to the Father's separation that you can be, which is individualized, and you're really realizing the whole. So now, as you realize, I'm an individual, and there's this wholeness all about me, now you begin to move back towards this wholeness, back towards the Godhead, back towards the oneness of God. Now, the first step you have to go through when you leave this dimension in your evolutionary cycle back to the Godhead, you must go through this duality. So by becoming one-pointed and raising your chant or your prayer, you break through the trap of duality, because the world is filled with paradoxes. Darned if I do, darned if I don't. If I say up, there has to be down. If I say in, there has to be out. If I say yes, there has to be no. If I say God, there has to be something opposed to God. You see? And that's the way man is caught in duality. But in truth and in love and in wisdom, there is no opposite to God. God is one individualized. So he's giving you the same dynamic experience as your individual conscious manifestation. You are an individual being. And you are raising, breaking through this duality. You also have to break through the trinity of energy that is manifest at this higher level. The positive, negative, and neutral. But most people are still working here to break through the duality. It's just yes or no, black and white world to them. It is not all black and white. There is gray in between, and there is crystal above. Don't forget, there is crystal above. Most get caught in the gray area of no man's land, and that is the area of fear. You fear you're going to fall into the darkness. That's what gray does. It makes you feel like you're going to fall over the line into darkness, and the darkness is pulling on you. And then you feel on the other side light pulling on you, and you're like in between these two, and you're not sure, now which way do I go? Is there really a God, or you know, am I going to waste my life foolishly thinking about this? Should I just go out and have fun? You know, you'll be pulled back and forth on the path. And so you must keep a balanced polarity. So you take the middle way, the neutral universe. The neutral universe splits the duality because it gives the reality there is a neutral universe. As you reach this reality and break the bonds of duality, the male and female, the aggressive and the passive nature, you begin to rise up into the Trinity, and again you realize there is, in the universal form, there's also a good universe, there's a bad universe, there's a neutral universe. And you want to be the one that stays within the neutral universe and acts out of the positive universe to be a positive source for God here upon this earth, a channel for God. If it's only to your own physical and emotional and mental welfare and your soul's destiny, you should be one with God and share, even sharing with yourself. But you're going to radiate out. You'll radiate out to your family. You know, as I said before, as soon as you start changing, they're going to get a little shook up because you're changing their comfort zone. They are seeing you as a certain way, and your friends see you a certain way. So some old friends will just fall away from you, but new friends will come. As you become magnetic, you will draw higher quality people. When you are a master, you will have associations with masters. And you should have association with masters and holy beings. You don't run around with the losers. Run around with the winners, the ones that have transcended, won the victory over the illusion of death and disease and suffering and ascended. So use this middle way. Now when we get up to the next level, this is like the 1, 2, 3. As we get up to this next level, here we are working with 7. Because these 3 powers here, they have inner workings one with another, and then all together they make up a power. So you have positive working with negative, you have negative working with neutral, you have neutral working with positive, neutral working with negative, and then you have the negative, positive, and neutral. You have these 7 vibratory rates working together. It works like this in the color awareness. The 7 spectrum goes, the 3 basic rays is red and yellow and blue. The secondary ray is orange and green and violet, and the 3rd power that brings it all together again is that unity ray of indigo. And so that's why we have a 7 color spectrum. Each one of these is degrees further away from the light, and higher in vibratory rates. We get closer to the light. When it gets more solid, we come further away from the light. So as we're going up here, we're asking for masters of light, Christ to help us, the great beings that have gone before. We ask for the angelic kingdom to come. We ask for the powers of God, the iliums, the powers of God to help and uplift us at this point, to break free of all of this illusion here and come into the reality of the presence of God. For the masters of light, the ascended beings of light, the great ones, they stand in that present constantly. The archangels are constantly, it's an arc between you and God. The rainbow bridge is called the Ark of the Covenants between God and man. And so this Ark of the Covenants, we have elder brothers and sisters on the path that have raised through this kingdom that can help us as we enter into the kingdom of God. Now in astrophysics, we are working with a 9-level spectrum. So we're also working with our own self-mastery and our own Christhood. That's Buddhahood and Christhood, to become in the personality of God. And there were masters demonstrating these particular rays. And so as we come to the 7-ray spectrum and we add to it the gold and the white, our own individualized mastery as a Christ being, as a holy being, as a master in an area of consciousness, and then going on in consciousness to a higher vibration, to that purity and perfection, giving up the mastery and standing with God. Whatever your will is, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm pure and innocent. I'm ready. I'm sustaining all things for you. You know, I'm not letting one thing slide. I'm checking on everything and making sure everything is clear and bright. All is saved. See, that's the positive aspects of light. All survive. See, the negative forces would like you to think and come to some erroneous realization that that the survival is of the fittest. And that is not the truth. That's very animalistic consciousness. This is not ascended being consciousness. This is not spiritual consciousness. Survival of the fittest is the lowest animal consciousness. It doesn't even respect its own body or the bodies of other human beings or other creatures upon the earth, all God given and all God created. There's no respect. It's just me, my, and I survive. I survive. And it doesn't matter. We'll wipe them out if they threaten my survival. That's it. That darkness that comes over. See, darkness is separation. Anything that keeps you from seeing God in all things is darkness and separation. And that's what we're talking about, the darkness and the separation. Not the evil, you know, darkness is, black is not necessarily evil, but there is a portion of black that absorbs your whole identity, which we say is against life, evil, the opposite of life. Life is L-I-V-E and evil is E-V-I-L, it's just spelled backwards. So it's turning life around. See, when we think of evil things, it's taking us away from God rather than towards God. So the things that take us away or turn our life away from the light, those things are evil, and the things that take us to the light, that is life, you see, and that's the way we live. We live that way. So now as we ascend, there's a quantum leap in consciousness takes place to master consciousness by this 9-level spectrum till we come to this 999 spectrum, this 999 vibratory rates of consciousness, a moment before perfection. the moment before perfection, before you lose all of the limitations and you realize you're God experiencing back from the to the Godhead, a God realized state, you're individualized now in all things, you're beyond all things, you're one with God. Just before that moment, it's God expressing this man like the Christ light or Christ consciousness or the great beings that walked upon the planet for the different races and the different religions. They reached this supreme reality of the purity, the clarity of being one with God. And so it's a raising of vibration. And then as we take that leap, we realize there's only one sustaining power, the only begotten of God. There's only one that God, he said, let there be light. He didn't say, let there be a half a dozen lights, let there be, he said, let there be light. That is the only begotten, that's the child, the light, not the darkness, you see. The darkness is there to start with. And God says, let there be light. Now there's light. That's the created, sustaining being. This whole universe is light and energy. And there's been stepped down and transforming of this energy down to your human beingness, down to the elemental forces that are in your body, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, and the ethers that's there. This life force is penetrating, permeating all things, this pure light. That is the light, the truth that comes into the world, that lighteth every man, that lighteth every woman, that lighteth every human being, then every substance, every creature, every element. Every level of being is sustained in that only begotten one breath of life and light, the white, pure, clear essence. I remember once an Indian master named Marcello, and our vice president of our organization, Linda Harrison, myself, and my wife stood in a trinity around this great, beautiful being and created a crystal vortex. And he taught us as well. And he talked about the great white spirit. And this is that power of when God said, let there be light, the sustainer, the Christos, the Christ light, the anointed of God. See, God gave his blessing, gave his word. Anointment means to flow over. God flowed over this light and let it be in a solid manifestation. So when you're in that kind of Christ consciousness at that universal level, next to God, next to your mother, father, God, the one parent, it's not mother and father, we say mother, father, God. When you're at that one point, see, out of mother, father, God, this duality of darkness and light, there is a power in this only begotten one. Not only does he have the power, or she, or it has the power of the light, because it can be a she, it can be a he, it can be an it, which is in between the two, and I don't mean a morphodite that has male and female sexual organs. I mean an individual that's balanced in their polarity in male and female within themselves, not a physiological structure. And so the mother, father, God, this power is in the Son, what we see manifest, and also what is on manifest. See, the manifestation and also the on manifest. So within the only begotten one, there is this manifest on manifest, this duality. But we realize the one, then we realize the mother and the father, and then we realize the one without a second whom we all live and move and have our being. That's the one that said the breath. That's the one that is the breath. That's the one that is the light and not the light and beyond the light. And no matter what you say, it's not it. And no matter what you say, it is it. You see how duality can trap you? It can neutralize you? Well, all you must be in balance. If you've been having a lot of negatives in your life, you need to say a lot of positive things to have positives in your life. Because a positive and negative create a neutral. That brings the calm stillness. It says, create a silence within heaven. So go into your heavenly fields and stay within the silent realm of that pure oneness without a second, and you'll feel yourself expanding in a God-conscious state. Now, we use God as the word there. Some use other words. We prefer to, in this organization, and we'll refer to God as God, the one in whom we all live and move and have our being, the one without a second, the one that's all names and no names, and the one that is everything you see and everything you don't see, that is, was, and ever will be, all in all, as all, and beyond all. And I think that covers it. God is great. So that's who you're sending to. See, you want this relationship again. So that's what you're saying. You send it to God. You're asking God, come, come, come be present. But see, what you're really saying, you're saying that to yourself. You're saying, go, 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 be present with God. See, when you say, come, 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 be present, you're also saying to yourself, go, go, go. See, there's balance. There's a balance in the universe. And you're always creating the balance. So when you're rejecting one thing, you deny one thing, and you decree another, you go away from what you deny, and you go towards what you have decreed, you see? And so there's this law. When you say, come, come, come to God, you're going away from, I'm stuck here, and I'm, you know, I'm getting off my position. I'm going, 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 you see? Some of the teachings here are designed to create that pressure to push you away from one thing and towards another. But if you cling to the old stuff, I mean, who wants a bunch of old used stuff? I mean, you want to use old used emotions, old used feelings, old used thoughts again. You're renewed every moment. They can have brand new thoughts, brand new feelings. And they're new every time. Every time is the first time. Just as I'm teaching this class, and I've taught this class over 55 times, I still feel new in every class. The information is always new and vital and full of life and energy because it's brought in at the light level. You may be blocking it in your mental body, in your emotional body, in your physical body, in your sympathetic, parasympathetic, autonomic, or central nervous systems. You need to clear them by the meditation and feeling the light moving through you and around you and in you and purifying and uplifting, accelerating every atom of your being. Every atom of your being, all the molecular structure is being accelerated in light. Every cell is being impregnated with the purity and perfection of God. Feel that positive energy. There is one thing you need to know about the science of the spoken word, or the magic of the spoken word, or the speaking of your thoughts, that whatever you say to others, you are also programming in your own subconscious mind. Whatever you say to others, you're also giving that experience to your soul. It's important you never let one word go to you, out from you. Go out from you in a malediction. Do not curse others, because the law is a like attracts a like. You have just put a magnetic power for the same thing to happen to you. You may purify and run a little away from it. It may come in a little different form. But I guarantee you one thing, that word that you send out will return to you, and it does not come back void. It comes back with all of its friends and all of its powers that it can muster up out of your own subconscious mind, out of your own knowledge, and anything you're observing and or have observed. You will find those things coming up over and over and over again in your mind. It pollutes the mind. So say good things, praise. The little saying my grandmother told me when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I remember going and grabbing something from somebody, and she says, well, don't grab like that. She says, you can get more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. And so I went out and I looked at the honey and I looked at the vinegar and I said, what is she talking about? You know, I couldn't figure it out. First, and I thought, well, I'd rather have the honey myself because the vinegar is kind of salad, but I like that on dressing too, on the salad, so I wasn't seeing vinegar as real bad or anything, and so I was really caught in the physical aspect of it, see, but behind what she said, there was a meaning, a purpose, words. So when I'm saying something to you, behind what I'm saying, there's meaning, there's purpose, there's deeper conscious awareness that you can attain. Go through this doorway. Go through this doorway. Don't stop short. Don't be a dweller on the threshold. Go through the doorway into light. Go deeper and deeper and deeper within yourself. You are a doorway to life. Go in through yourself. See, you know how you go through yourself? Not by going through the past. It's by stepping into the future boldly, clearly, in the presence of God. That's going into yourself. It's not bound by what's going on right now in the world of appearances. It's in that purity, that thrust forward, that step forward for God, stepping into light. So remember this, that you're programming yourself. You're programming yourself for these negative vibrations when you say negatives to others. Also remember this, to look for the positives. Look for the positives. People love praise better than criticism, even if it's constructive. If they're not in a receptive mood, you might as well get ready for a battle, because they'll defend their positions with their emotions, their mind, and everything they can. Always look for the positive. Always look for the positive. Every time a negative comes to your awareness, immediately start looking for the positive. Reverse the polarity. The power of reversing the polarity, I cannot overstate this. This is a great power. Christ taught us to turn darkness into light, darkness into light. The unreal to real, the untruth to truth, death, disease, and suffering to immortality of our souls. Reverse the polarities. Positive power leads to a successful life. When you exercise your positive power, you will have a successful life. Bless others. By blessing others, you invoke a law, a like attracts a like, will bring blessings and love upon yourself. Give, 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 and you will be given too. One last thing now, back to our board here. You began with all your heart. See, you never let anyone out of your heart. You begin with all your heart, feeling at peace, seeing the color rising or the light rising to God. That's where you begin your prayer, your chant, your word, your mantra, your supplication, your invocation, your fiat, your call, those things you're saying to God. And you're saying this through the purity of the Christ, that only begotten power of God here, that Christ's light, to the one with God, and you feel one with God. See, so that raises you from here up to here to the Christ consciousness, and then raises you up to the I am presence, God presence, to the God self, where you are one with all other things. Now remember, this week we are going to be gazing again, and we are going to be giving you these gazes throughout the course. It's important you do them during their time period and continue them after that week that we're doing the gaze, so you can continue to use those gazes. They all have powers, and the power will be unlocked as you go deeper into the gaze. The gaze for today is to gaze on the root chakra. To gaze on the root chakra. Now, it's pretty hard to look down like this. So you gaze from the inner consciousness on the root chakra. Whether you're using your physical eyes or you're using your inner eye for gazing, it's the same power, gaze. You see, whether you're using your inner eye or your outer eyes, same power. So the gaze this week is to gaze on the root chakra. And as you're gazing on the root chakra, you want to feel health in all the systems of the body, all the parts of the body, the bones, the muscles, the circulatory system, the respiratory system. You want to see it in your glands, your organs, in your lymphatic system, in your nervous system, in your chakra system, in your body. You want to see all of these vibrant and full of health as you're concentrating on your root chakra. Now, you may feel a warmth build up there, an energy build up there. Just let it rise up the spine gently. The breathing now is to use this figure here as an illustration of breathing up. So when you're breathing up to God, that's what you're practicing. The breath is the breath. Raise your breath to God consciousness. See, this helps to purify the spoken word too. So as you're breathing up, you feel like every time you take a breath in, you're pulling in light from every direction, and then you're breathing it up to God. You're pulling light from every direction, then you're breathing up to God. See, when you breathe in, you pull light, and then when you breathe out, you're up to God. See, up to God. Breathe it out of you, straight up to God, and feel it going up, up, up to that I am presence, that oversoul, that God self, that divinity that is in you. This week, the meditation is on the sapphire dot. the sapphire dot on the logos. Now, as we look at the logos, we see there's a sapphire dot there. We saw the green one first up at the top. And see, you're supposed to look at the dot and then see it expanding to infinity. So you look at the blue and you see that expanding to infinity. You just concentrate on the blue dot. Now, some of you may be already getting a blue pearl, a little speck of blue light that appears every now and then about you. Or you may have a gold pearl or a white pearl, the pearl of great price. You might have a crystalline pearl, these specks of light that flash about you. When you look into one of those and look through it, you look into the universe, you see, because there are little doorways to the universe. And you'll learn more about that. If you're seeing little lights moving out of the side of your eyes here, and you go to look and you don't see it, that's natural. These things are happening because you're looking through it, and you'll learn how to perceive those things later. So remember now, this is the positive you. Be positive. Blessings of light.